Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Security camera footage captured the moment a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Flames explode from the blast, followed by plumes of smoke as pedestrians flee in terror. The bombardment came as Xi wrapped up his visit to Moscow. Hosting Xi this week was Putin's grandest diplomatic gesture since he launched the war a year ago and became a pariah in the West. The two men referred to each other as dear friend, promised economic cooperation, condemned the West, and described relations as the best they have ever been.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Eastern Front Line on Wednesday, meeting with troops and giving awards to servicemen. He said, "I started from the front, from the Bakhmut area. It's an honor for me to support our soldiers who are defending the country in the toughest frontline conditions," Zelensky said in the evening video address. He added that it's painful to look at the cities in the Donetsk region to which Russia has brought such terrible suffering. Ukrainian forces have held out for about 8 months in Bakhmut, despite taking heavy casualties in one of the bloodiest battles since Russia's full-scale invasion 13 months ago. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged all members of the International Criminal Court to comply with an arrest warrant that the court issued for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Last week, the court accused Putin of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. This is VOA News. Amnesty International says Uganda's new anti-homosexuality bill amounts to a grave assault on LGBTQ people. The bill passed Uganda's parliament late Tuesday with only one dissenting voice. Halima Athumani reports from Kampala.
After 6 hours of debate, the bill was finally passed, with legislators singing the national anthem in celebration. Parliament now awaits President Yoweri Museveni's veto or signature before it is thrown out or passed into law. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, called on Museveni Wednesday not to sign the bill, which he described as among the worst of its kind in the world and a deeply troubling development. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
A United Nations report says more than a quarter of the world's population doesn't have access to safe drinking water. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Near Abidjan, Ivory Coast, women and children stand in a river, pouring water into buckets that they carry home on their heads. A new United Nations report says 26% of the world's population doesn't have access to safe drinking water, and 46% lack access to basic sanitation. Richard Connor, the editor-in-chief of the report, says the estimated cost of ensuring that all people have access to clean water and sanitation by 2030 will cost between $600 billion and $1 trillion a year. I'm Donna Warder.
New York City prosecutors postponed a scheduled grand jury session Wednesday in the investigation into former U.S. President Donald Trump and told them to be on standby for Thursday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The grand jury postponement is according to four people familiar with the matter, and it slows a decision whether to charge Donald Trump. The Manhattan DA is investigating hush money payments to Stormy Daniels during his 2016 presidential campaign. It's not the payments, but the accounting that could bring an indictment from the grand jury, which does not need a unanimous vote. While the proceedings are supposed to be secret, Trump has been railing against the investigation and claiming his arrest is imminent. Law enforcement officials have accelerated security preparations in the event of unrest. Julie Walker, New York.
The small animal badger has dug out a home underneath a major rail line in Netherlands, leaving tens of thousands of passengers facing delays. Train traffic has been halted possibly for weeks between two major southern cities due to worries that the badger's tunnels have weakened the ground under the tracks. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.